I'm going to start in Romans 14 out of the Message. It goes, "Welcome with open arms, fellow believers who don't see things the way that you do. And don't jump all over them every time they do or say something that you don't agree with. Even when it seems they are strong on opinions but weak in the faith, remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently." The reason I chose to share from the Message for this verse this morning is the way Peterson rephrases this passage to speak to how we are to treat each other when our opinions are different really spoke to me the way that he did that. In the original text, Paul is speaking to the strong in the faith, to accept those whose faith is weaker and to not dispute non-eternal matters, as to strengthen the weak and not tear them down. His example was food, whether or not it was okay to eat meat. Jesus had already taught that it wasn't what went into the body that defiled a person, but it was what came out of their mouth or what was in their heart that defiled a person. So the matter of food was nothing more than a personal preference. It had no eternal consequences. And I find this passage completely relatable to all non-eternal matters. When we let how we want things or how we think things should be take precedence, we're missing the mark. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, Paul says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. We're talking about preferences, not eternal matters, but preferences, like hymns or praise music, iPhones or Androids, the silly things that we prefer one way or the other, the list goes on forever, but we all have our preferences. But as we grow in Christ, we will be more useful to the body if we let go of the things that have no bearing on our eternity. But sometimes we let our preferences get in the way. Even if no one is aware of how we feel, we can be bitter and angry in our hearts over things that really just aren't important. We have to remember, it's not about us. It's about living a life that is no longer our own, a life hidden in our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's about taking that love that God has given to us and pouring it out on others. We are called to conform to the image of Christ for the sake of others, to put others above ourselves. So in a nutshell, preferences are non-eternal matters and should be treated as such. That brings us to eternal matters. What's non-negotiable? Let's start with the great decision. You have to make a decision, a decision to accept Christ as your Savior. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He is our Savior. We cannot earn our salvation. He had to pay the price for our sin. We are saved by His grace with our faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, Paul says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. When you make that decision that Christ is your King, you have to choose Him above all. And you can't give Jesus your life with empty words. You have to be in communion with Him. You have to obey His teachings and live by the example of how He lived His life. He gave us the model: live a selfless life of love. Truly care more about others than you care about yourself. This is in direct opposition to the world we live in. And we have to cut ties to thinking as the world thinks. The next non-negotiable eternal matter is the great commandment. In Matthew 22, 36 through 40, Jesus is asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replies, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commands." He's saying if you love God above all, with all your heart, and you love people, you're doing it right. We are commanded to love. Commandments from God are not negotiable. When we find ourselves acting in a way outside of love, it should bother us. If we are allowing ourselves to be led by something other than the Holy Spirit, we need to repent, and we need to recenter ourselves and our life with the Father. We can never lose sight that we are commanded to love. It's not a suggestion. It's a command from Jesus. The next non-negotiable eternal matter is the Great Commission. If you are a follower of Jesus, you can't sit back and stay comfy in a nice little country club for Christians. You have to live your faith. That's it. You have to live your faith. In Matthew 28, 16 through 20, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" This is after the resurrection. His time with them on earth is almost done. He tells them, all authority is His. He's the boss. If you didn't get it already, you better be getting it now. And what does He tell them? He tells them to go. Go and make disciples. As a follower of Jesus, you lead others to Jesus. You walk alongside each other. You disciple others by doing life together in truth and in love. This is also a non-negotiable eternal matter. As a disciple, you make disciples. We need to know the difference between eternal and non-eternal matters. We need to be willing to be flexible and forgiving and patient with preferences and non-eternals. And we have to be bold and strong, speaking and living truth in love with non-negotiable eternal matters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you you just imprint our hearts today with the words that that you asked me to share, and that we would be willing to let go of the things that don't matter, and that we would spend all our energy and our time pursuing you and glorifying you with what we do. I thank you, and I praise you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.